life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
That's right, hopefully in a pair of Birkenstocks.
We say hello. It's one of my favorite people in Grand Haven, Sharon Beam.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. How are you today?
I'm good. You're a breath of fresh air.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank
you.
You
are.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. I love talking shoes. I mean, who doesn't love talking shoes?
Yeah, exactly.
I have more shoes than anything else in my life. More shoes than purses, clothing, anything. Mm-hmm. Shoes. What's the latest style with shoes right now?
Again.
It changes all the time, doesn't it?
It kind of does, although consistently the last 20 years, Birkenstock.
Okay.
And they know their customer,
they know
their quality, and they just keep... We just bought for, believe it or not, spring, summer of 2026, and it's even more exciting for next year than it is this year.
That's right, because you go to shoe shows,
yep,
like all over.
We
Vegas,
do.
New York City, and so you're looking way ahead.
Uh-huh, way ahead, yes.
Oh, my.
Yep, so we met with our Birkenstock rep a couple weeks ago,
okay,
and we got everything all laid out and picked out, and then on July 14th, my partner Kathy and I actually leave for St. Paul, Minneapolis big show. It's the first time we've ever done this one, so it'll be kind of fun to go to Minneapolis and check out the city.
Oh, I want to go with you. I want to go to a shoe show.
Oh, they're
fun.
It is.
It's
fun.
You know, you have really nice clothing and accessories as well. You really, really do.
Yes, Kath and I added, when Roger owned the store, he had some accessories also, but not like Kathy and I do.
Yeah.
We just wanted those. You know, we don't want to compete with our clothing neighbors in either one of the communities, but we recognize that sometimes, you know, if we have those nice price point quality t-shirts or sweaters or skirts, that, you know, people buy a couple pairs of shoes and they'll say, oh, I like that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not that much money. And so they add it on.
That's what I do. I still have a t-shirt from you. I think it's 4 years old. It hasn't pilled up yet. I don't think it never will. It never will. So you pay, you know, for good quality stuff, and it really matters. And I love, like, your purse line and stuff that you have too, and jewelry and whatnot. What are we looking for fall when it comes to shoes?
Well, you know, the typical tall boots are coming back, ladies. So if you've been saying I'd like to find some new tall boots, they actually are starting to trend again.
Okay.
Booties. Once again, some platforms are coming back.
All right.
We're still going to see the white bottom type look. I know a lot of people don't like that.
And I don't like the white bottom look at all.
I know, but that's kind of what trends, because we're still dealing with the whole COVID minimalistic lifestyle,
really,
where it's the one that does it all. We see it in men's footwear. We see it in ladies' footwear. And so that white bottom just kind of, you know, you can dress it up or dress it down.
Okay. All right. And then in men's shoes, you know, I know men are wearing, they're wearing Birkenstocks. Yeah.
They're wearing Birkenstocks. They're wearing sneakers. I'll tell you, my best selling sneaker
is what?
For 4 years running is the Birkenstock Ben Lowe sneaker.
No way.
Comes in leather, comes in suede. I have people come over. I just had a couple. They're going to Rome, and she was going to buy a new pair of Ons. And she did buy a pair of Ons, and then she was going to buy something else. And I said, you know, how about this little Birkenstock sneaker? And she tried it on, and she goes, absolutely. Had one lady last year. She didn't even know Birkenstock made a sneaker.
Wow.
She bought it, took it over to Europe, went all over Europe, came back and bought another pair.
I love it. And, Mary Janes are still in style.
Mary
too.
Janes, and again, Birkenstock came out with a really nice Mary Jane.
What?
And they're building on that line of it. Yeah, next time you're downtown, you have
to
stop
go shopping.
I
need to go shopping for sure. Tell me how important Grand Haven Main Street is to your business in Grand Haven.
Grand Haven Main Street, you know, I've always been very passionate, especially having been the past chair and served on the board for 12 years and on the promotions committee for almost 20 years. Grand Haven Main Street is an integral part of keeping the vibrancy and the economic development going in our downtowns throughout the entire district. You know, the events that they bring, it's there. I always said it's Main Street's job to put the boots on the sidewalk, and then it's the merchant's job to, or the restaurant restaurants or whoever to bring them inside of our stores.
Right.
So, you know, it's been fun being involved in that. It's been fun to watch the evolution of Wine About Winter.
Yeah.
You know, it's become a community event. I think with the potential of a hotel downtown, it actually is going to become more of a regional
event
or statewide event because people will now have a safe place to stay once the hotel gets open. I mean, I've seen it happen in our Holland store.
I know. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm one of the things that I'm super excited about, the developers of the hotel keep using this, is on my bucket list, I want a hotel downtown where the main street can throw one heck of a girlfriend's weekend.
Perfect.
Because now we'll have places for them
Perfect.
To stay. Yes.
I love that idea. Because Holland does that.
Holland, and I'll tell you.
Grand Rapids does too.
Yeah, for the naysayers out there who are questioning whether or not the Marriott's going to be good for our downtown, I've experienced the Marriott Courtyard in my Holland store.
Yeah.
It was a game changer for downtown Holland.
Wow.
And their girlfriend's weekend fills up not only the Marriott, but the Hayworth Center.
Oh, I love
their hotel.
My wheels are spinning.
Exactly.
Now. You're
there
so fun.
There are so many things we can do.
There are a lot of things we can do. You've got the art festival this weekend, so
we
you're going to get a lot
art
of traffic.
Festival, 82 artists coming. It's like the 64th year for the art festival.
Yeah.
I serve on that committee also.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. One of my favorite parts of it, though, is not only going down and seeing all the community people come in and support that one, but on Saturday night when we have our artist social, one of the events people from the past, Mary Sherman is the one who came up with the great idea. Why don't we serve dinner to the artists after they've been sitting there all day on Saturday? And it's so fun watching them gather together and talk, and gives us a chance to talk to them, see how things are going for them, what different things can we do. So, yeah, it's going to be a big weekend in downtown Grand Haven.
It sure is.
And we've got the Soccer in the Sand, too.
I know.
So it always coexists together. And so, again, naysayers who say we have a parking problem, we don't. We have a walking, which it's really true. We have a walking problem.
I would agree.
And, everybody always seems to be able to find parking and get around. Look at Coast Guard Festival.
Come
we
around.
Bring, 100,000 to 300,000 people to downtown Grand Haven.
Just drive around.
Exactly.
Learn how to parallel park.
Learn how to parallel park. Like with Coast Guard Festival, we offer the shuttle every day.
I've never done that, but I think I'm going to do that this year.
Oh, it is super easy.
Yeah.
You get dropped off right in the center. They pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who has friends that come from Grand Rapids every year for the fireworks. They were home by 11 o'clock in Grand Rapids.
No way.
This is the first year they did the shuttle for the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
They let the bus ride out. They got to their car and they were home by 11 o'clock.
There you go. That says something, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Such a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Feel free to drop in any morning
because
you're just fun. Sharon Bean, we just love her. And we love Boris Shoes in Grand Haven and, of course, a Holland store, but the Grand Haven store right on Main Street is another Grand Haven Main Street spotlight.
Go, go, go. Everything.